Fire Dancer takes place in New York before the attacks of September 11th and in 1970s Afghanistan. This year, the film was chosen as Afghanistan's first ever nomination to the Academy Awards. Jawed Wassel, the writer and director of Fire Dancer, fell in love with movies as a boy growing up in Kabul. Like thousands of others, he fled Afghanistan following the Soviet invasion in 1979, eventually arriving in New York City to study film. After graduating, he worked as a stockbroker. But Jawed was an artist first, says his brother Khalid, and in his mid-30s he made a break.
And then one day he came home and said, I'm a writer and I like to make movies, and I don't like to work in an investing company. So he said I quit, I left the job, and he started working on Fire Dancer script.
Khalid Wassel believed in his brother and supported him as he wrote the film, found his cast, and began to shoot. Jawed Wassel wanted to make a movie that showed the divided souls of Afghan refugees, young and old, in the United States, but especially those who had to leave their native country before they were old enough to know it fully. As the Soviets invade Afghanistan, a young boy's father sends him away to save him. The boy ends up an artist in America, haunted by memories and visions, and not sure who he is or where he belongs.
Definitely, I had so much in common with this character, because I am that character. You know, it's so close, except that I don't have nightmares.
The lead is played by a young Afghan-American immigrant, Bakhtash Zahir Hadam, who'd originally trained as a pilot. His sister, Vita Zahir Hadam, who had been studying film, also worked on the film right out of college.
My mother told me that she's heard of someone who's trying to make an Afghan film. And of course, I'd never heard of such a thing, so I was really intrigued, and I wanted to meet the person and find out what they're doing, and that's when I met Jawed Wassel and Nathan Powell.
Vita Zahir Hadam became associate director and worked with Jawed Wassel for 3 years. In July 2001, when shooting on Fire Dancer was complete, the crew traveled to Afghanistan to film a documentary that Vita was directing and that Jawed was helping to produce. They returned to the United States just before September 11th. By October 3rd, 2001, a rough cut of Fire Dancer was complete. On that night, Jawed Wassel was murdered, allegedly by one of the producers, Nathan Powell, over a business dispute. Jawed Wassel was 42 when he died.
It's almost a tragedy that you cannot grasp. I cannot grasp it yet. And I think when people talk about the writer-director being dead, I feel like they're talking about somebody else. It's not him they're talking about. Of course he's not dead. You know, here's a man who left Afghanistan during the Russian War, made it to America, went to school, studied really hard, did everything he could, and had a dream and went for that dream, and really wanted to do things for the community and for Afghans. And it's, in a way, ironically, though he's not here, I think his film has done that. It has really brought Afghans who would never even talk with each other on the same table come together and say, oh, it's his film, I want to do this for it.
After Jawed Wassel's death, the Fire Dancer crew worked to complete the film he had created. As the credits show, Afghan Americans of many backgrounds acted in Fire Dancer, Sunni and Shiite Muslims together. Bakhtash Zahir Hadam says their differences were hardly noticed.
I never, ever thought about that. I mean, when you get out of Afghanistan, I think that's the first thing that you lose, is that the fact that, you know, whether you're from the north or you're from the south, you know. Because when you're outside, you're an Afghan.
The film has been shown to general audiences, like this one at New York's Tribeca Film Festival in May. But unsurprisingly, as Vita Zahir Hadam says, it's Afghan audiences who react the most strongly, seeing themselves on screen for the first time.
Art is like a mirror. Reflects your past of who you were. there is nothing in Afghanistan that reflects the past of who we are. I really didn't know anything about who I was.
Like the character he plays in Fire Dancer, Vita's brother Bakhtash left Afghanistan as a young child and grew up only half aware that he felt he didn't fit in anywhere.
The fact that, you know, I come from a different culture, I didn't understand that. I just, the whole thing was very confusing and very foggy and very, epitome of being lost. And I think that there's a lot of Afghans that are lost, and when they see this film, Fire Dancer, they're going to say, oh, you know, this is normal.
So here we are at the stadium in Kabul, Ghazi Stadium.
Afghans in Afghanistan respond to the film, too. Last year, the Fire Dancer crew returned to Kabul and held packed screenings at two venues. One was the Ghazi Stadium, which the Taliban had used as an execution ground. The other venue was the Park Cinema, the movie theater where Jawed Wassel first fell in love with movies as a boy. This is Carolyn Weaver, VOA TV.